Okay. Hi, y'all. Lord, we just bless you. We thank you, Lord, for this absolutely wonderful time we have with one another here in the fellowship. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit that's leading and guiding us tonight. Father, I just praise you for the times that are coming and you're preparing us to meet this revival head on. Not only that, Lord, we're praying for it. We're praying for it, Lord. Revival in our families, in our friends, and all the people in the churches. And Lord, we thank you for bringing this about. And Lord, we thank you for your words that keep us abreast of what you want us to do. Lord, we thank you for your word that gives us the promises and the tools to fight the war that you have got us to fight, Lord. And Father, we just praise you for all that you're going to do tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we do have an open heaven, that when we pray, we know our prayers are answered. And we just praise you for it, Father. I thank you, Lord, that everybody here has a word tonight from you that would be uplifting and encouraging. And we praise you for it, Father. We know that you work all things out, all together for our good, good and bad. You've taught us, Lord, to not to be anxious, to just wait and pray and wait on you, Lord. That when these trials come upon us, Lord, we know that it's from you to get rid of our flesh, to peel off layer after layer after layer that we put on through all of these many years. And we praise you, Father, that you're doing it in the mighty name of Jesus. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over all the power of the enemy that tries to come against our communications. And I bind you and cast you out of here. You're not to interfere with this fellowship tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for your authority and your word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. Wait a minute. Let me let some people in here. Barbara and Dave Nelson. Okay. Before we get started praying for anybody, unless you've got an emergency, okay, let's pray for grace. All right, Grace, we're going to pray for you. God's given you the faith to believe that when we pray, it's going to happen. So after we get through praying, what your job is from then on is to praise God and to thank him for your healing. Just praise him and thank him for it. In the name of Jesus, right now, I come against this rash that's been bugging her, and I command it by the power and the blood of Jesus to cease your activity against her, and I command you to go from her. In Jesus' name, the tumor, you go in Jesus' name. And all the symptoms, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just praise you and we thank you right now that grace is healed, delivered, and set free, because it doesn't make any difference what our eyes see. It doesn't make any difference what our ears hear. It doesn't make any difference what our skin feels. We know, because you're not a liar, Lord, that she is healed by the stripes of Jesus. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that grace is healed, delivered, and set free this night, right now, in Jesus' name. Everybody believe? Thank you, Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. All right. Amen. I want to read y'all a little something here. Maybe it'll build your faith up a little bit. I don't know. I hope so. A lot of you know I was a John G. Lake fan, still am. And I read this just little bit ago, and this is some of the stuff that we're going to be experiencing here shortly. Okay. He says, in 1912, I was pastor of the Apostolic Tabernacle in Johannesburg, South Africa. The ministry of healing through faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was one of the cardinal teachings of our organization. The sick were brought from all parts of the land. Thousands were healed through the prayer of faith and the laying on of the hands of those who believed. Our church was then enjoying a great period of spiritual blessing and power. Various remarkable manifestations of the Spirit commonly occurred. How many of you know when you got faith to believe God can heal, He can do the miracles and wonders, that they will follow you? They will follow you if you've got faith. He said, at a Sunday service before public prayer was offered, a member of the congregation arose and requested that the audience join in prayer on behalf of a cousin in Wales, 7,000 miles across the sea from Johannesburg, that she might be healed. He stated that the woman was violently insane and the inmate of an asylum in Wales. I knelt on the platform. This is Lake talking. I knelt on the platform to pray. An unusual degree of the spirit of prayer came upon my soul, causing me to pray with fervor and power. The spirit of prayer fell on the audience at the same time. The people ordinarily sat in their seats and bowed their heads while prayer was being offered. On this occasion, some 100 or more in different parts of the house knelt to pray with me. I was uttering the audible prayer, and they were praying silently. A great consciousness of the presence of God took possession of me. My spirit rose in a great consciousness of spiritual dominion, and I felt for the moment as though I were anointed to cast out demons. My inner or spiritual eyes were opened. I could see in the spirit and observe that there was a shaft of seeming light accompanied by moving power coming from many of those who were praying. And as the prayer continued, these shafts of light increased in number. Each of them reached my own soul. Each brought an increasing impulse of spiritual power until I seemed nigh overcome by it. And while this was going on, I was uttering the words of prayer with great force and consciousness of spiritual power. Presently, I seemed out of the body, and to my surprise, observed that I was rapidly passing over the city of Kimberley, 300 miles from Johannesburg. The next consciousness was the city of Cape Town on the seacoast, 1,000 miles away. The next consciousness was the island of St. Helena, where Napoleon was banished. And then the Cape Verde lighthouse on the coast of Spain came into view. And by this time, it seemed as if I was passing through the atmosphere, observing everything, but moving with great lightning-like rapidity. I remember the passage along the coast of France, across the Bay of Biscay, then into Wales. I'd never been in Wales. It was new country to me. And as I passed swiftly over the country, I said, these are like the hills of Wyoming along the North Dakota border. Presently, a village appeared, nestled in a deep valley among the hills. And next, a public building that I recognized instinctively as the asylum. On the door, I observed an old-fashioned 16th century knocker. Its workmanship attracted my attention, and this thought flashed through my spirit. That undoubtedly was made by one of the old smiths who manufactured armor. I was inside the institution without waiting for the doors to open and present at the side of a cot on which lay a woman. Her wrists were strapped to the sides of the cot, also her ankles. Another strap passed over her legs, above the knees, and a second over her breasts. These were to hold her down She was wagging her head and muttering incoherently. I laid my hands upon her head and with great intensity commanded, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that the demon spirit possessing her be cast out and that she might be healed by the power of God. In a moment or two, I observed a change coming over her countenance. It softened and a look of intelligence appeared. Presently, her eyes opened and she smiled up in my face, and I knew she was healed. I had no consciousness of return whatever. Instantly, I was aware that I was still kneeling in prayer and was conscious of all the surrounding environment of my church and service. 3 weeks passed when my friend who had presented the request for prayer came to me with a letter from one of his relatives stating that an unusual thing had occurred. Their cousin, who had been confined for 7 years in an asylum in Wales, suddenly became well. They had no explanation to offer. The doctor said it was one of those unaccountable things that sometimes happen. She was perfectly well and had returned to her friends. Praise be to God forevermore. Somebody ought to get excited about Jesus in this place here. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord. That's absolutely right. All right. Who needs prayer? We ready. We cocked and ready tonight. Glory to God. Oh, I wanted to ask a question here. Missy, you remember when you prayed the other night on the 22nd? Oh, let me see here. Let me let somebody in. You remember when we prayed the other night for Trump not to interrupt at the debate and people to be swayed toward Trump? Well, guess what happened? That's exactly what happened. That happened. Then, Rion, is he in here? Yeah, him and Claire's in here. I saw Claire a while ago. Oh, there she is. He prayed that the Edwin baptism goes well and be baptized in the Holy Spirit also. Did that happen? Amen. It did. Amen. Glory to God. Another one. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Then Lana. Where's Lana? There she is. Caffeine sensitivity on drinking any type of coffee. Now, do you have any sensitivity toward caffeine now?
It doesn't have a chance. I don't.
Amen. Praise God forevermore. There's another one. That was just last Thursday. Praise God. You know, that's just what we prayed for last week. So I'm going to keep a little record of this so we'll know when we go by it. What's the date today? We can check them out. All right. Who's got a prayer request? Grace, you're healed in Jesus' name. All right. Who's got a prayer request? Yeah, Julie.
I would like you all to pray for me about something. Okay. Sunday, well, it's been ongoing for a while, and I just keep casting it down and confessing the truth about me. But Sunday night, I was having a hard time more than usual. I was having a hard time listening to the Bible study. I was just distracted in my mind. I kept repenting of it and just casting it down and all that, and Lord help me focus. And I just couldn't stay focused. And I'm like, Lord, what is my problem? What is this? And I just heard the word boredom. And I'm like, I had to look up. I had looked up the word boredom and some of the synonyms, and I rebuked it. And I confessed, Lord, I didn't want to be bored with anything. And what happens is I'll start looking at something else while I'm listening to the Bible study. I'll start looking at something else or this or that. And I'm just like, I just don't want to do that anymore. I'm like, Lord, I repent of all this. Fill me up with your word. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and revive me. So that was one of the things. And then I still was dealing with the spirit of coveting and just, you know, shopping and that kind of thing, like browsing on the internet for things that I think I might want. I'm like, no, I can't have this. This has to go. And like, Lord, forgive me. I don't want to be there. I didn't used to be like this. I don't know where all this came from. Probably from boredom. I don't know. I commanded all that to go. And I ask you all to pray for me in agreement that this stuff is gone and that the Lord revive my heart and give me a hunger and thirst like I've never had for his word. Please.
Amen. We lift up Jenny to you and we thank you, Lord, for her heart for you. Well, there's something going on here. I got some feedback. I'm going to mute you, Julie. And Lord, we just come to you for Julie. And we thank you, Lord, that she doesn't have to put up with this stuff. That's attacked by the enemy to keep her unfocused on you. And we command you to go. We bind you up and cast you out of her. Right now, in the name of Jesus, boredom, you go in Jesus' name. Distraction, you go in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that she's going to be so focused now from now on in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, for letting her know what it is. And this spirit of covetousness, we command you to go in the name of Jesus. You don't have a right there. You can't stay. And you go in Jesus' name. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that the hunger for you is going to be intensified twofold in Jesus' name. And we praise you for it, Father. And we thank you for her heart to want to be right with you, Lord. And we praise you for it and glorify you for all the work you're doing in Judy right now. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. It's done. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I believe it.
I believe it. Thank you, Lord. It's done.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Amen. I'd like to pray with that too. I know at times it's been, the enemy tried to attack me different times with those kind of feelings, and I had to rebuke it too. So me I just too. Pray, Father, that any of us,
yes, Lord,
any of us that the enemy is trying to attack to keep us from doing the Lord's will, I pray in the name of Jesus, devil, you go from all of us in the name of Jesus. We belong to Jesus, we don't belong to you, devil. You take your hands, you take Amen. Everything that you try to put into our minds and go, stay Amen. Away from us in the name yes. of Jesus. We have a job to do and we want to follow Jesus, and you are not to be a part of it in any way in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Mercy. Lord,
hallelujah. Yeah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, Judy, you're awful quick with that switch, girl.
Too quick. Now say it again.
I said, you're not alone, girl.
Amen. No, she's not. I suspect we all run into those times at times. All right. Anyone else?
I would like yep. to ask, it's Aaron here and McKay in Brazil. Mm-hmm. I would like yep. to ask for prayer for my cousin. We have okay. been praying for her, discipling, teaching her from the word. And she wasn't able to breathe when we went to pray for her. And after praying, she got better. And then she got really bad, went to the hospital, stayed a week in the hospital. Over a week in the hospital in the ICU, and they found that she has pulmonary thrombosis and liquid around her heart. So She's only 40 something. She's not, you know, she's young. She has a 14-year-old daughter who I call my niece, even though they're my cousins. And I really want to pray that God dissolve this pulmonary thrombosis, which could result in a pulmonary embolism if God didn't, you know, put his hand on it. And so I really want to pray and believe for supernatural healing for her.
What's her name, Mary?
Her name is Anna Ruth. Anna Ruth. In Portuguese, we call her Aninha, but that's just her nickname in Portuguese. Her name is Anna Ruth.
Okay. You want to pray or you want us to?
Well, I want you to pray. Yeah, I've been praying already.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Lord, we lift up Anna Ruth to you. You said she's Christian, right?
Yes, she is a Christian. And she said that when she almost died one of the times that they took her into the ICU, that she repented from some of the things that the Lord had told me she needed to repent of to be delivered. So that happened in the ICU. So, because we couldn't actually move past certain things with her because she wouldn't let go of ideas that were not from God. But she repented of that in the ICU. So now she's free to be healed, you know.
Okay. That's a good thing. Praise the Lord. Lord, we lift up Anna Ruth to you. What a wonderful name, Lord. Anna Ruth. Lord, we command this spirit of pulmonary thrombosis off of her. In Jesus' name, we command that spirit of infirmity off of her in the name of Jesus, and we command those symptoms to leave her in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that every cell in her body is healed by the stripes of Jesus, and we just praise you, Lord, from this day forth, that she is healed, delivered, and set free by the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father, because that's all we got to do. We just praise you. We believe, Lord. You said when we pray and we believe what we pray, you shall have it. Anna Ruth, get up out of that bed and go home. You're healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that for Anna Ruth. We praise you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We just praise your holy name, Lord, that Anna Ruth has been healed at the cross. And she is healed. And we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful testimony of your glory upon her. And Lord, we thank you that she is healed. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. I believe it. She's healed, Aaron.
I believe
Amen.
Amen. Y'all just imagine right quick, just bow your head and shut your eyes and just imagine Anna Ruth coming up out of that bed, said, "Glory to God, I am healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord." Woo, yeah, throw them quilts back, throw that sheet back, take that stuff off of you, and come out of that bed in the name of Jesus. Healed, delivered, and set free, and preaching the gospel to anybody that'll listen to her right there in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in Anna Ruth. Glory to God. I believe it. That's a done deal. I'm going to check mark that one. Amen. All right. Anyone else? One of these days, y'all going to get excited. I know that's true. Yeah, go ahead, Vanita. Good to have you, by the way.
Thank you. I've been listening for a long time, but finally took a step forward. So, but I do have a prayer request. My husband, his name is Frank. He's been sick for 15 years now. He's got a lot of neuralgia, pain, trigeminal neuralgia, occipital neuralgia, all kinds of things in his head. And he also has very severe back pain. So he's been in bed quite a bit for the last way too long. And I don't know. We've been going to a church that doesn't believe in healings and any of this stuff. So it's just all kind of an eye opener for me. And I'm just going in a different path than they have taken me so far. So I just really need help and prayer to figure out what demons there are that need to come out of him, or what it is that he needs to ask for forgiveness for, whatever it is.
Amen. He is a Christian, right?
He is.
Okay. Here's a scripture that I use quite often. In fact, most of the time, and that's in Mark 11, 23 and 24. 25 also. Verily I say unto you, whosoever, who does that pull in? That pulls in everybody that knows the Lord. Shall say unto this mountain, be thou taken up and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that what he saith comes to pass, he shall have it. Therefore I say unto you, all things whatsoever you pray. What does all leave out? Nothing. All things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe that you received them. That's supposed to be past tense. In the Greek, it is past tense. Receive them, and you shall have them. And whensoever you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against anyone, that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. So make sure that Frank understands that he shouldn't have any unforgiveness in his heart at all toward anybody. And if he can't get rid of them, tell him to just give it, put it on the altar, and let the Lord take it from him, and he'll do it. Okay?
All right.
All right, we're going to pray for him. Father, we lift up Frank to you. And in the name of Jesus right now, I command that spirit of infirmity off of him. I command you to go right now in the name of Jesus. All those infirmities leave his body in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said in Matthew 18 and 18 to bind up these demons and cast them off in the name of Jesus. I bind up those spirits of infirmity and cast them off of Frank right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that your healing power is running through his body right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that Frank is healed, delivered, and set free of all of those infirmities in the name of Jesus. Lord, that's what you went to the cross for. And I thank you for doing that too, Lord. You made a way for us to be healed, delivered, and set free from these infirmities. And Frank, get up, you're healed in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I praise you, Father, that Frank is healed. Frank is delivered. He's set free for once in his life. And we thank you, Lord, for humbling him and putting a hunger in his heart for you, Lord, to get out of that church that doesn't believe the Bible. And Father, we just praise you for that in Jesus' name. The Lord says, separate yourself from them and get with like-minded believers. What's a believer? That's someone who believes in Jesus Christ and the things that he did, and that you can do the same thing. What did Jesus say? He said, the things that you've seen me do, you're going to do even bigger things. And I believe it. And if you believe it, guess what? Miracles will happen wherever you go. Lord, we thank you for making a great evangelist out of Frank in Jesus' name, that he goes out to the street laying his hands on people and setting them free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Frank. Woo, my. I feel the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
All over the place.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Michael, Frank's name means. His name means free man.
He is. Right. Tonight, yes. He's a free man.
He's free.
He's a free man.
He's from the devil on his ship.
Amen.
Amen.
Where do you guys live, Venta?
We're up in Michigan by Flint, Michigan.
Oh,
but we don't drink water.
That's cold up there. My goodness. Well, bless your heart. Well, maybe the Lord translates y'all back down south somewhere where it's nice and warm. But he's healed. I know it in my heart. He's healed. Praise God. All right. Anybody else? Anything else we needed?
No, that's it.
All
Actually, if you could also pray for me just to have understanding as I transition from that church to a different teaching, then
the true
I'm still
church.
Going there. And, pardon me?
The true church. The one that believes the Bible, the whole Bible. That don't pick and choose what verses we like and ones we don't
right.
like.
No, no. And I mean, that's they're great people. I love them all dearly. But yeah. now that I've started to listening to something else and understanding something else, and I try to explain it to them and they just shut me down. And
yeah.
there's no, that's, I just can't have any conversations there anymore. So. Yeah.
Well, everybody in here has experienced the same thing that you've experienced. Once you come into the truth, they don't want to hear it. So you might as well just get up and say, I love y'all and I pray for you, but bye.
Right. You know.
And it's hard. It's hard for some people, but if you want to know and you want to follow God with all your heart, you got to go into the truth. Have you been on the site to get any of the books?
Oh yeah, yeah. I've been reading lots of books. I've been listening every Wednesday, today, and everything.
Okay,
for probably a year now, I've been really engaged with everything that you guys have been putting out.
Okay. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Well, it's nice to have you, and we hope to see you a lot. And Frank, too.
Yep.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Missy.
I'd like to know, Vanita, how you came about finding out about UVM. It's always interesting to find
That's
that
good
out.
Question.
Yeah, I was actually teaching in Sunday school, and I was studying for a lesson, and I wanted to get a deeper understanding, and so I started going on the internet and looking for explanations of what I was studying, and I found this other gentleman that I started listening to quite a bit, and so he made me think a little bit differently than our church was, but then there were some things I didn't agree with him on, so then I dug deeper, and then I found David, and I listened to him. I started studying eschatology, and was just like bouncing from one website to another, one answer to another, trying to find out what made sense, and nothing really worked together and went together the way that from what I was reading in the Bible until I got to David. And then I was studying that, and that just seemed to make it just all fit together. It was like when I first became saved and I had believed in evolution, and all of a sudden I believed in creation. I was like, well, that makes a lot of sense. And that's kind of the same kind of thing that happened when I was studying Hidden Manna series. It's like, that just puts it all together. It just makes so much sense.
It does. I think that's what happened to a lot of us. I know that's
Are
what happened to me.
Michigan by any chance?
Yeah, Dave Nelson down here. He's a Michigan guy.
I live in Grand Rapids.
See the snow on his head?
Yeah, that's why it's all white.
There was a little bit of it coming down today. They had 8 inches up in Marquette, so.
Oh my!
And they seem a little sleet today, so.
75 here.
Let's pray against any unbelief that might be coming against you, or any witchcraft spirits right now that might be praying against you from your church. All right, because your people you are associated with may be having a hard time in praying against what you're coming in and thinking that you're being deceived or something. So, or anybody else that might be that you're familiar with, that you're sharing things with, they're going to look at you kind of strange. You've been called out of the church, and that's what Jesus does with all his disciples. He calls them out of these fellowships. So that's what you're seeing happen here. Don't think it's strange, but it is that's how Jesus does things. He calls us out of these congregations into the truth. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come together and thank you for bringing Vanita with us, and her husband, Frank. We want to continue to see her grow in the Lord and the truth, Father, like we all do. We all love to come into the truth and know more about you and what it is your will is in our lives. But Father, right now we want to cast down any kind of witchcraft that might be coming against her, any kind of word curses, anything that might try to hinder her or her husband from coming in more of the knowledge of the truth, anything that's going to maybe try to blind her or bind her from coming into knowing more of the truth on the website and with us in UBM. Father, we're also cast on any unbelief that might be she be having right now. Get rid of that spirit of unbelief. You got to go now in the name of Jesus. Fill her up with your truth, Lord. Fill her up with your spirit. Give her the grace and the knowledge to learn. Have her cry out to you, Lord, daily to show me the truth, show me the truth, show me the truth, and open her eyes and her spiritual eyes to see what it is you're going to show her that day. And we pray that you continue to bless her as she comes into the fellowship and learns more about what it is to be a disciple of Christ. Thank you, Father, giving her heart to be a disciple of Christ and learn the truth. May that continue to be her light and her desire that while she's here to just grow more and more you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Now, Julie.
I'd like to pray for you too, Vanita, if I may. Heavenly Father, you heard her request that she wants understanding of what she's hearing. And I pray, Lord, that you would bless her with ears to hear and understanding and repented heart when she comes into the truth, Lord, that she will accept it, receive it, believe it, and just grab hold of the truth, Father, and that you're writing it upon her heart and in her mind, and that you protect her, Lord, with the armor of God, and that she learn how to use that, and that she has the renewed mind of Christ, and she is accounted righteous by faith, and that is our breastplate of righteousness, and that she is strong in the Lord, and that she is walking in the gospel of peace, and that you give her understanding of the fullness of the gospel of Christ Jesus in her, and that you cover her, Lord, with the helmet of salvation, and you shield her with the shield of faith, Lord, and that she pick up her sword and she use it mightily in the strength of your might and all the knowledge and understanding that she has. I pray your blessing upon her and her family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, anyone else? Marilyn, did you want to pray?
I was thinking this, and Vanita, I wanted to ask you, honey, do you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
I believe I do, yes.
Okay, because Paul in Ephesians, he prayed that the Holy Spirit would enlighten the eyes of their understanding by the power of the Holy Spirit. So that's what I pray for you. I pray, Father, first off, we thank you for bringing our sister here. Thank you for bringing her into the fullness of the truth. Father, I pray that you would not only enlighten the eyes of her understanding by the power of the Holy Spirit, but that you would grant unto her the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation of more of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Father, I just pray that you draw her to you in a mighty, mighty way. Take her deep in the love of Jesus. And Lord, that truly her life, I just see a desire in her to be wholly lost in Jesus and his perfect will. And Father, I thank you that you have given her that desire. And not only that you've given her the desire, but you're able to fulfill the desire of her heart. So Father, we just thank you and praise you for what you're doing in her life. And I thank you, Lord. You got good things for her and her husband, and that he's going to be on here with her soon. So Lord, I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
I'd like to also pray. Lord, I do lift up Benita and her husband, Frank, and I thank you, Father God, and I pray that, thank you for them, and I pray that you put a hedge of protection around them, that no evil befalls them, nor any plague come nigh their dwelling. I thank you, Father God, that you are going to work on Frank's heart, too, to help him to see what he needs to see of you. I don't know if he's spirit-filled, but I pray that you would bring him into that place, too, bring him into being able to be filled with your spirit, that he would be able to be endued with power from on high, to be able to walk in your will and your way. And I just thank you, Father, that you're going to just do a mighty work in both of them and even their families, that you would be able to reach even some more from that church gathering, that you'd bring more from them, that they would see a difference in them and they would want what they have, that you would just bring revival in that church.
Amen.
To bring those ones out that you want to be brought out in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Most churches say that you're filled with the Holy Spirit upon salvation. That's not correct. It's a separate, most of the time, it's a separate thing. Now, it can happen during salvation if they want it, but it's being filled with the Spirit. At the time that you're filled with the Spirit, the Lord gives you a heavenly language that's unique to you and the Lord. Because when we pray in that heavenly language, it's the most perfect prayer you can pray. Because the Holy Spirit is praying through you, and he don't mess up. What happens at times, the reason the Lord gave us that is so that we wouldn't mess up when we pray for specific things that he wants us to pray about. Because sometimes our mind gets in the way when we're praying in the English and we understand what we're saying. But when the Holy Spirit prays through us, he does that. And every one of those prayers are answered. Every one of them are answered. So if you're...
I know that, I've been born again, but I have been praying for that, for what you're talking about. And I've not received it yet, but I have been praying for it.
Okay. You ready to receive it? Because I can't tell you how many times we pray for people on here and they've received it. You ready to receive it?
Very ready to receive it.
Okay. Now, listen to this. Let me explain how this works. When I pray for you, God's going to fill you up with his Spirit. And not only that, it's going to come out of your, from down here in your spirit, and it's going to come out of your mouth. It's not going to be something that he makes you do. You have to open your mouth up and speak whatever you, make any difference how silly it sounds. Just spit it out, girl, and that's the Lord doing it. Okay? Raise your hands because God's fixing to fill you. Raise your hands like a funnel because he's fixing to fill you up, girl. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask and we pray right now that you fill Vanita with your Holy Spirit. She's asking, Lord. She wants it. And I ask and I pray, Father, that you give it to her in the name of Jesus, from the top of her head all the way to the bottom of her feet and back up again and out. And we thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now you start praising God in that language he gave you. Speak it out loud, girl, because it's there. You're not going to embarrass anybody in here, I guarantee you. That's your new language. And you practice it all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time.
Just open up my voice.
Lord. Don't pray in English. Don't pray in English. Just whatever comes out. It might just be da 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 da. Don't make any difference. It's God. Don't make any difference.
Vanita, just start praising the Lord in your own way, and it'll just turn. It'll just change. It'll
come. Yeah, you just got to
start praising him. Just start praising him and thanking him, and it's just going to change.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And you might want to wait till you get by yourself. I don't know how you were. I was by myself when the Lord filled me up. Man, I floated all over that garage for 4 hours.
I'm ready anytime when he wants to go, when you
start praying in tongues, don't let Satan turn around and tell you, oh, that's not tongues, it is.
Yep.
It'll okay. And it's something that just comes out. It's like breathing. It'll come out. You can stop it and start it anytime.
The breath, which works. Is the spirit, it'll just come.
Yeah, it's the Holy Spirit's praying through you at this point. So it's very powerful.
Yeah. Amen. And we're going to be looking for the good report.
I put a couple of links in there, also not links, but teachings in the chat. There's one by Rex Rohn, Holy Spirit in us and with us. And there's another one, Holy Spirit Tongues by David Else.
Okay.
If you see the chat, it's in there. A very good teaching on it.
Yep. Let Frank hear it too. Amen.
How do I get to the chat?
Oh, see down at the bottom of your screen?
Yeah.
It says chat, C-H-A-T.
Oh, I have to go to
Click
more.
On that. Are you on a computer?
I'm on a phone.
Oh, okay. Somebody with a phone, tell her what to do.
I see it. I found it. It was under more.
Good deal.
Okay. Got it.
Well, all right.
All right.
Man. Yeah, Greg, go ahead.
All right, can I just pray as well for Vanita and Frank?
Yep.
Lord, I thank you for what's going on right now. And Lord, my prayer is specifically for Vanita and her husband, Frank, and this sickness. Lord, and this is what I want to pray. Lord, now I want to glorify you that these two come together. This sickness, this affliction has kept them apart in that they can't bow before you. It's taken time. It's taken a husband away from his wife and a wife away from a husband in, I guess, tending to things. And this is wrong. And Lord, this thing has gone on way too long. So, Lord, I rejoice in what has been prayed, and I rejoice in the outworking of all this. And I call for a restoration of the years that have been taken from them, the time together. Lord, I charge them to come together, to be, Lord, to whatever's stopping them being a force together as a husband and wife, that it be smashed, and everything that has been stolen from them and their marriage and their children, I'm not sure if you haven't, but be restored to them, as it says in Joel. Amen. That'll do.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Amen. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Sakes alive.
I would also like to pray for Vanita. If that's okay.
Yeah.
I would like to pray that her eyes are opened and that on the throne of her heart is only God. You know, Vanita, ask yourself, do I love anything more than God? Do I love my husband more than God? Do I love my friendships? What is your identity? So your identity has to be a relationship with God. It can't be money, position, friendships, what people think of you. Not that you're doing that. I'm just saying, you know, that that's where God wants to take us, to a place where, you know, when Jesus said, if you do not love me more than your mother, father, daughter, son, right? You're not worthy of being my disciple. So I want to pray for God to give you a boldness and literally not caring what people think of you, which is where I have gotten to that point completely. And just doing what God tells you to do. And so if the whole world thinks, you know, oh, that person's a religious fanatic, blah, blah, blah. They're, you know, they're in another spirit. Yes, I am in the Holy Spirit. You know, that's not the spirit that a lot of these churches, apostate churches, are in. So I would like to pray for a spirit of boldness to come upon you, for you to be able to break whatever God tells you to break. Sometimes God wants us to be in friendships because he wants to use us as vessels of evangelizing and discipling these people. And sometimes God tells me to cut the relationship because that person will not come to Jesus, not through me. So I'm just wasting my time. And we don't have time to waste. There's plenty in the harvest, plenty in the field, you know? Right. So God has even told me once to be in a group of Satanists. And I sat there for a year waiting for God to tell me what to do. And it was one person that he wanted me to evangelize. And once that person was evangelized, God said, leave, you know? Yeah. And that it was a young 19-year-old who was a Satanist. And I evangelized him, and he became a Christian in 2017. And it took me 2 years sitting in the group, looking at all these people conjuring demons and, you know, binding it in my head, you know, until I finally did that. But then God has told me to get away from people that call themselves Christians completely. So the ways of God are very, you have to hear the Spirit, hear the Lord and obey. I want to pray for you to have boldness. If God tells you to cut the ties, cut them off, girl. You know, so let me pray for that for you. Okay. Thank you. Father God, we come here before your throne, Lord Jesus. We love you. We praise you. We worship you for everything you're doing in Vanita's life and in her husband's life. We praise you for her life, for her heart, seeking the truth. And those who love the truth, those are the ones who will be saved in the end. They won't be deceived by the spirit of Antichrist. Father God, we pray right now for a boldness over her, Lord God, that this any timidness, any shyness that stops her from doing your will, Father God, that she simply not care. In Jesus' name, what people think. In Jesus' name, give her a spirit of boldness so that she may do your will. In Jesus' name. In your name, Father God, that your river comes out of the throne and into her head, and that she may be baptized by the Holy Spirit completely, and she feels that river just overflowing in her. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you, Father God. Yes, Father, we love you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, through these many years of Frank's illness, we have lost everything that we had. We had a beautiful home, cars, everything you could imagine. And we both worked at General Motors, had great jobs. Neither one of us are working now. He's on disability. And we have the house we're living in is my mom and dad's. It's not mine. So I don't have anything to lose. He's already taken it all away. And I praise the Lord for it, because without that, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. That's right, girl. That's right. Praise God. Now watch what happened. Oh, things that you can't imagine. My, my, my. Okay. All right. Anybody else? How come Theo and Lana's got two pictures up there? Theo must be working.
No, Theo's right here. Let me see. I'll check with him. I think we're logged in twice.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I thought maybe Theo was working. All right. Anybody else? All right, what y'all want to talk about tonight? What did we say we was going to talk about tonight? Man, that's been a busy week for me. I tell you what, I want to pray for something right. We're experiencing a lot of witchcraft also. So I want to pray against that for all of y'all. So let's just receive it for everybody. In the name of Jesus right now, I cast down and bind up the works of the enemy against this group right here in Jesus' name, against God's called and his elect right now in the name of Jesus. I bind up their works against them. I rebuke you and command you to cease your activity against this group of God's elect in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for open heaven, that when we do talk to you, Lord, that you listen. Just like Jesus said when he, right before he brought Lazarus out of the tomb. He said, Lord, I know you hear me, but just so these people will know. And that's what we do. We know you hear us, Lord. And when we pray, things happen. We thank you, Father, for the Red Sea that's coming to overtake our enemies in the name of Jesus, in the church, and in the government, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we praise you for helping us out here, Lord. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for this hedge of protection around each and every one of us that the enemy cannot penetrate. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whew, my. I feel better all over than I do anywhere else. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, go ahead, Lana or Theo.
I just wanted to ask for some prayer. These last 2 days, I feel like I've been under so much attack. It's hard to think. It's hard to stand up on my feet of faith to cast down whatever needs to be cast down. So I just ask for the strength of my brethren and fellow believers here to pray for increased strength. I want to be an overcomer. I continue to feel like a failure. And I know the Lord's taking me through a hard place. But like I said, at times it's just, I can't even think anymore. I'm so overwhelmed. So I'm just asking for prayer.
Okay. All right. Let me let Andrew in. The more the merrier. All right, Lord, we lift up Lana to you. And we thank you, Lord, for her heart. She wants to have some more strength. We command all spirits that are coming against her to distract her from the word of God, to distract her from the things that you've got her to doing, Lord. And we cast them out of her right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that as she's raising her hands right now, that you're going to infuse her with the Holy Spirit of power and strength and endurance for every day, Lord. And I ask that you place it in her heart that when she gets up in the morning, she bounds out of the bed and says, praise the Lord, and raises her arms and asks to be filled with your spirit to guide and lead her and give her the power to make it through the day. And we praise you, Father, for doing that for Lana. Matter of fact, I pray that on everybody here in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Julie.
I'd like to pray for Lana too. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your mercy and your grace and your words of promise. And I thank you, Lord, that those demons that are accusing her to herself of failure, guilt, condemnation, you are bound and gagged now in Jesus' name. I command you to go from her. All doubt and unbelief and double-mindedness, you go. We have authority over all the power of the enemy. Lana has full authority over the power of the enemy like the rest of us in the name of Jesus. So what she says in agreement with the word, it's done. And I thank you, Lord, for lifting her up. And she is nothing but your daughter. She's perfect in your sight. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. Yep, it's done, girl. It's done. Praise God forevermore. Amen. All right. Anyone else? It's been a good night so far. Praise the Lord.
I wanted to say something to Lana. You know, I know the feeling of being so overwhelmed with so many things. With my cousin in the hospital, and just every day there was a different problem. And I ended up not spending time with the Lord. So Satan tries to throw so many things at us at once that we have no time. And I would say prioritize your time with the Lord, where you can go to the Lord and say, Lord, what's in my heart? What do I need to transform? What are the feelings I have? Where do these feelings come from? Please transform this. Because he wants to rob you. Remember that parable of the seed that didn't grow because the birds of the air, were compared to the things of this world. So you just have to put your foot down and say, this is my time with the Lord, where I'm going to go to the Lord with my own spiritual life and pray that he help me. Where am I failing, Lord? And what thoughts are in my head that are stopping me from living the victorious, abundant life? And he'll give you the living word, Rema, in those times alone with him. But you have to make that time, even if you're in the middle of a lot of problems. So I just want to encourage you to do that.
Amen. Amen. I remember what Martin Luther said. He said, man, I got so much stuff to do today. Glory to God. I think I'll just spend 3 hours praying before I get at it. That's the kind That's of exactly. attitude we need to have.
Amen.
Glory to God. All right. Okay, anyone else? Yeah, Claire. Hang on just a second, Claire. Let me pray for Grace. She says, I'm having an itch attack. Can't resist these itchiness. In the name of Jesus, we command that itching to stop right now. And yeah, we cast it off of you. In the name of Jesus, you got to go in Jesus' name. Now declare it's done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. That's what faith is. We call the things that are not as though it were. Thank you, Lord, that Grace is healed, delivered, and set free in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Claire.
I just have a, it's just a word of encouragement, really. Just to give some context, I actually sent it to Michael yesterday. So I'm just going to read it from my screen. Since surrendering completely to the Lord a few years ago, I've been able to run consistently for about 3 years, 3 times a week, 3Ks, 20 minutes. Like it's nothing, right? Like it's not something that I'm particularly proud of. I don't really care for it. Sometimes it's faster, sometimes it's slower. But the reason why is because God has put a desire in my heart to do it, because I'm not naturally a lover of exercise. It's not something that comes naturally to me. I'm not one of those preppy people who like that sort of thing. So it can only be God. And because we live where we live and there's, close to 300 days of rain a year, I can't run outside. So we just bought a secondhand treadmill, real cheap one. It creaks a lot, but I don't care. And I get to put David on while I run, or Michael, depending where I'm at. And when I'm running, I look straight outside and I see these two trees in the forest, and they make this outline of a human form wearing a garment. And because there's so much cloud cover, most days the garment is white because of the cloud cover. And I call this my Jesus tree. And I feel like I'm running towards him when I'm running. So that's really wonderful. And sometimes I pray out loud, or I pray in the spirit, or I praise him, or I just tell him, like, wait for me, I'm coming. Don't go without me. I'm almost there. And some days the sun peeks through and it's just so gorgeous. It's just so beautiful. But obviously that's only about like 60 days of the year, right? That we get sun. Anyway, we've had really bad winds recently. And because of the fast, I've been quite a week. So I haven't run. But then on Monday, I woke up and I got all this energy when I woke up and I thought, that's it, treadmill, baby. And got on to the treadmill and my Jesus tree has changed. He's now wielding a sword. And he's coming for the harvest. And he's coming to judge. And he's coming to cut off. So my encouragement is to run, saints. Run like there's no tomorrow. Do not grow weary in well-doing, for at the appointed time you will reap if you do not stop.
Thank you, Lord, for the warrior tree. Soldier of Jesus.
Amen. Thank that was you, Lord. So cool. Love that. Yes. I just wanted to lift up my sister-in-law, and I'm only going to address just one issue because there are many, but my prayer is, Father, that I know only you can impress on her heart how much you love her and that you know what she's all been through. And she is victorious in you. And I just thank you, Father, that you don't give up on her. You never have, and you never will.
Amen.
I thank you and praise you for your work in her life. And I just pray that you would just wrap your arms around her and let her feel your touch and your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
What's her name, Gaino?
Mardell.
Thank you, Lord, for doing that for Mardell. We just praise you, Father, for showing her your love. Thank you, Father, for just wrapping, like she said, wrapping your arms around her and just showing her how much you do love her. Bring her in a mighty way.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. I know she's going to feel his touch. I know she is.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I tell you what, let's do this, Gaino. Let's just imagine the Lord just reaching down and just grabbing her head, just stroking her back and just saying, I love you, Mardell. Mardell, come to me. Come to me, my child. Come to me.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead, Julie.
Heavenly Father, I lift up Marnell to you, and I pray, Father, like Michael was saying, Lord, that you would let her know your presence, Father, and hear your voice, that you would speak to her and tell her that you love her, and that she will hear you. And that she will know that it's you. For you are her glory and the lifter up of her head. So help her, Lord, to keep her eyes focused on you. That she will turn her eyes upon Jesus and all these other things will just fade away. Lord, draw her, Lord, and minister to her in what you know she needs. And I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. God has you delicate. Okay. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody else? Boy, this is prayer night now. I'm telling you, all these prayers are going to be answered. Every one of them. Every one of them. Benita's going to come back Thursday night. She's going to be babbling. She'll be spitting it out. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Frank, too. Amen. He's here. Yeah, Claire.
Just so that this is encouragement for Vanita, my husband was privileged enough to baptize someone with another believer on Friday, Friday afternoon. And then we all prayed in tongues for the man because he wanted to receive the Holy Spirit at the same time. So when he came up out of the lake, we put our hands on him and we started praying. generally when I pray in the spirit, I sing. I don't know, the Lord just lets me sing. So I sing, and he didn't receive anything straight away. And they came, everyone came over to our house, and we put on a nice soup meal for everyone. And then we saw them on Sunday, and he said he hadn't received anything. And so he went through a process of deliverance with my husband, which was amazing. Like, both these people, his wife has never been through deliverance before. And so they were delivered of a whole bunch of stuff. And on Monday, he got into Rian's office and said to him, because they work together, and he's like, I've got a word. He's like, and it sounds just like Claire's language, because I felt like I understood what Claire was saying. And I mean, if you hear my language, I sound like I'm some kind of weird island tribe that's been forgotten since the beginning of time. Like, it doesn't... It's not a ethereal or pleasing sound, but I love it because it's, you know, it's just so different and it's so individual. And the fact that this man, who, truth be said, didn't really like me a year ago, I feel like he's my brother now, you know, like he's really my brother, and it's just so wonderful. So I pray for you that whatever sound comes out, even if it's some weird island language like mine, that, you know, you'll just be thrilled and you'll just be bubbling it out and you'll be singing praises to the Lord.
Amen. I sound just like a Chinaman, my first language. I did, but I did it for a long time. Okay. Anybody else? Y'all heard that story about Sandy, didn't you? She was in a church one time, and she was praying in the spirit. She was praying and praising God, and said after church, see, they were walking out. These two little old Chinese women come walking. You know how they walked up to her and said, wait a minute. Said, you speak at the Chinese. I'm trying to sound like a Chinese and I sound like an Italian. you speak Chinese. And she said, no, I don't do that. She said, oh, yeah, you speak Chinese. She said, nope, never have. She said, yeah, we heard you. She said, you were talking to us and telling us about Jesus. And that was the Lord working through Sandy's tongues to tell him. So it was awesome, you know. And of course, I'm sure they came to the Lord. He does that quite often. That's awesome. So some lost tribe on an island somewhere, huh, Claire? that's pretty neat.
We'll just keep praying every week until we get it, until we get there.
Amen. No, it's going to happen tonight. You get in there and you start praying and watch what happens, because it's going to happen tonight. You ain't got to wait for no weeks like I had to. I had every evangelist come around pray for me when I was working for it. And I was just out there in the shop one day, and I was just praising God. And then all of a sudden, man, the power of God hit me. That's not the way it happens all the time to everybody. But the power of God hit me, and I went to praying in tongues for 4 hours. I believe if I had wanted to, I could have just floated all over Arkansas that day if I'd wanted to. That's how it felt, you know. It's just one of those things. Praise God. Yeah, Dave.
Well, what prevented me from being able to speak in tongues right away was I had touched an Ouija board when I was a kid and played on a Ouija board. So I had an occult spirit holding me back, not allowing me to be able to speak out. And so I had to renounce that and cast that out. And of course, I cast out the spirit of Lutheranism, because I had a Lutheran spirit in me. I had to get that stuff out of me. So there were some hindrances that I had to get out of the way. But after that, then my tongue was loosed and I was able to speak. But I had people pray for me to get tongues a couple times. It didn't work, but that was because I had touched an Ouija board. And Derek Prince talks about some of those things, you know, being around the occult, those things can hinder you.
Most of the time it's just us. That's what happened to me. I was the biggest hindrance of that. And then I don't know why the Lord hadn't given me the tongue yet. I've been seeking the tongue, you know, all this time. Well, it's not the tongues that we're seeking. It's the Holy Spirit. You know, that's what we're seeking, the gift of the Holy Spirit. But the tongues comes with it.
You know, a very, very good friend of mine who used to go to our church but now lives in Alabama, she was up here a couple weeks ago, and I mentioned, because I'd been listening to you guys and or to David, and I mentioned that I wish I could speak in tongues. And I mean, she's Baptist, you know, so she doesn't, they don't speak in tongues. And she's like, well, why do you need to speak in tongues? You have the Holy Spirit already. You don't need to speak in tongues. And I didn't know how to answer her. I mean, I guess I need to understand how to explain why it's different to speak in tongues. And you kind of did that just now for me, explaining that it's our language mm-hmm. between us and the Lord. But she just doesn't believe in that. So.
Yeah. Ask her to read Acts.
It's also the evidence of the Holy Spirit. People think they have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but they don't have any evidence.
Oh, right.
The Lord gives us the Holy Spirit for one reason, and that's to empower you to overcome the world and the flesh. Okay, that's generally what, and to pray, of course, but I'm talking about it. That's the power he gives it. Be endued from the power on high, he said. Whoo, glory to God, you get that? And he'll open up your eyes to that word like you never thought possible. It'll just peel back like an onion, the revelations right. that you get. Yeah, Julie?
Another thing with the Holy Spirit, too, is it allows us to worship the Father in spirit and truth. Those scriptures in John 4, 23 and 24. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such doth the Father seek to be his worshipers. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit and truth. And I used to wonder about what those scriptures meant, because, you know, I just thought it was just worshiping God and worshiping with all your heart. And in a sense it is, but then you able to speak to God in a language that you can't put into words yourself it's just the communion between you and the Father. And it's very powerful. It's very powerful to pray in the Spirit. It edifies you. It says in Jude, you know, to pray in your Holy Spirit, in your most, to build yourself up in your most holy faith. It helps you to understand the word better, and it helps you to overcome sin. You can't do that of yourself. You need the power of the Holy Spirit in you, and being able to speak in tongues, because you're praying things you know the Spirit knows you need, and you don't know that you need. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, there's a lot of speaking against the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But that's one of the evidence, like Dave said, that's one of the evidence that you have the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Well, it also talks about the gift of prophecy that you get sometimes upon that. You get a word sometimes. You know, all those things that are spiritual.
See, and they don't believe in any of those things because they were all schooled in the seminary, and none of that's available to them.
That's why the Lord told us that you work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Don't let that preacher ain't going to be sitting up there at the gates when you go to heaven and say, oh, no, let Benita in. Don't let Frank in.
Right.
Let Denny and Debbie in, but don't let Julie. Don't let Missy. Let Greg in. He's kind of a jokester. We kind of like him. But, you know, that's not the way it happens. It's going to be what brings people to the heaven is Jesus. That's what brings people to heaven. The Jesus in you. Vanita's not going to heaven. It's going to be Jesus in you. You must bear fruit 30, 60, 100 fold. Not 29 and a half. That ain't going to get it. It's 30 fruit. Well, what's 30 fruit? I don't know. Just run after the Lord and you'll get in. Because you're sanctified by faith. You're sanctified by faith. You just believe that it's happening. Go ahead, Julie.
And that also is one of the reasons why the Lord wants us to come out and be separate from those that have that, you know, they want to hold you back from receiving everything that the Lord has for you. If you stay there, you don't grow. when you come out and you follow the Lord and you have the ears to hear, you know, those who are of God hear the words of God. And they're bound and they're deceived by their theology and by what their religion has. And they think that they're right, you know. So, but that's one of the reasons why the Lord tells us, come out and be separate from them.
And I think, you know, they came out from Catholicism and other things. So they feel like they've come out. They have been called out. And so they've already gotten there, but we see differently now.
Vanita, I wanted to share a verse with you. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1 says, earnestly pursue love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. So this is an order, like God is telling us that we have to desire the gifts, okay? Now, verse 2, this is going to explain why the gift of tongues is important, okay? Verse 2 says, for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. Indeed, no one understands him. He utters mysteries in the spirit. So why do we need to speak in tongues? Well, you're in my, you know, limited brain cannot understand the infinite wisdom of God completely in our human form. So when we pray in the spirit, the Holy Spirit knows all the details of what you need, of what your family needs. He's sovereign. So because he's sovereign, he knows everything. When you're praying in the spirit, you're saying things that your human mind wouldn't normally ask for, but your spirit through the Holy Spirit is asking the Lord, and that is liberating the blessings from the heavenly realm to you because you just prayed in the spirit. You see, that's
right.
It's a spiritual understanding, and it's right there in the Bible. Like, it's not, we're not making this up, you know. Also, Mark 16, 17, one of the last things Jesus said before he ascended was, and these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. So this is one of the signs of true disciples of the Lord. If anyone asks you, you have that 1 Corinthians 14, 1 and 2, Mark 16, 17. There's a whole bunch of others, but that's enough to explain the basics to who is a naysayer about that.
Yeah, no, and Aaron, I do see that when I read it, I see that, and I agree with it, that those are gifts that were given. And my pastor will say, well, if that's a gift, why don't I have it? And I said, well, because you didn't get that gift. But he just doesn't think it's in this time right now a gift for us. But I disagree.
He doesn't have it because he doesn't believe. It's exactly. Very simple. If he believed, right. The only place where Jesus didn't heal was to those who didn't believe. If you realize, it says he marveled in their unbelief and that they would be judged worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. That verse that Jesus didn't heal everybody in that specific village, and it was because of unbelief. So if he doesn't have the gift, that's not on God or the word. You know, who's right? The word of God or him? You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And once again, it's just, he's been schooled and he needs to come out of it. But I'll just be praying for that for them.
You know? Amen. Go ahead, Dave.
Misty gave this out, and I had this passage, but I forgot about it. It's in Ezekiel, and it's chapter 36, starts at 25, goes through 27, kind of explains what born again is, how it works, all right? And what happens with most of the church, they only have two of the three, which we're talking about. So we're going to go through this. He says, the Lord says, I will sprinkle you with clean water, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols, I will cleanse you. Now, he's talking about the water. He's talking about the water of the word. Because that's how we all get clean, by receiving the word, we're washed in the word that cleans us up. And Jesus used that parable. And he gave the example. We see that in the New Testament. But here's where it comes in, where the Lord comes in. I will give you a new heart. And I'll put my new spirit within you. And I'll take away the stony heart of your flesh, and I'll give you a heart of flesh. That's the born again Christian. That new heart, that new spirit is Christ's spirit in you. That's the spirit of Christ coming in you. So we have most Christians that are being washed in the word, and they have the spirit of Christ. Now we got verse 27. He says, this is God the Father saying, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. That's the power of the Holy Spirit there. And you will keep my ordinances and do them. So you have three things happening. You're getting washed in the word. They come to the word. They repent. Repentance is necessary to come into the word of God. You have to repent and renew your mind. Get washed in the word. You receive the new spirit upon repentance and believing the word, which God puts in you, that new heart. You've got a new heart of Christ, the new spirit of Christ in you. And finally is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He gives you the power to walk in those statutes and ordinances. But if you notice, you go through the book of Acts, and we gave you some examples, some teachings with Rex Ferrone and David, and there's another one on there that Claire put up. It'll walk you through and show you that, you know, just because people received the first two in the scriptures, they didn't necessarily get the baptism of the Holy Spirit right away. And that came when the apostles came and prayed on them. It came when they Paul found some disciples that had received the baptism of John, but they hadn't received the Holy Spirit baptism yet. And he prayed for them. They received the Holy Spirit baptism. It came automatically when Peter was talking to Cornelius, and some of the disciples gathered in the Gentiles' house. And they, once Peter started telling them the gospel, and they must have had a repentant heart and received the joy, they all started speaking in tongues too. And he says, what forbids me from baptizing? Because they were speaking in tongues. So there isn't really a formula here, but you do see this Holy Spirit baptism being something very unique and happening in people's lives. So the Bible is pretty specific about this too. It says they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof, from such turn away.
Yes.
And that's a reason for that, because they will hinder you from coming in the fullness of the Lord.
And I always thought when I was born again and I received the Holy Spirit, and I knew I was born again, because I mean I was raised Hindu and I didn't believe any of it. I read the Bible, didn't believe it, and then I did, and I know I was born again, and I just thought that was the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and that was it. But there is power behind it that I did not have and I don't have yet.
Did you anybody ever did you ever renounce Hinduism and all that stuff and cast off any kind of spiritual realm that may be around you from that? Did you have anybody just cast off any your generational spirits that might be coming with this?
You know, I haven't. And I mean, for years, like I was married for 15 years before I was saved, and I would do pujas with my family and my kids all the time.
Right.
Just all through growing up. But I've never been with anybody that did any casting off. So no,
all right. I don't know the full intent of the Hindu thing, but we're going to do that right now. We're going to bind any Hinduish spirits, any kind of Hindu demonic realm spirits that might be around you or in you right now, any kind of curses that have been spoken on you through this, any kind of association with the occult, with the Hindu religion, we cast this off now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you and tell you to go and leave Vinta right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no longer any authority in her life. She is a new creation, a creation in Christ. You have to leave now. Now go in the name of Jesus. Also, I'd like to have you just say, I cast you off me now. I cast off any ancestral ties or any religious ties, any kind of spiritual ties that on me now. I cast off in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and say that.
I cast you off right now. Any ancestral ties, any religious ties, any family ties that bind me to to these things that are not of Christ. Please, like, Lord, I just cast them off and bind them. In Jesus' name.
Thank Amen. You, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I want to break the power of the Kundalini spirit. That's real evident in the Hindu religion. In the name of Jesus right now, I command that Kundalini spirit to go in Jesus' name, from hindering her from any kind of closeness to the Lord in Jesus' name. We break every generational tie all the way back to Adam in the name of Jesus right now. All soul ties be broken right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that Benita is free and clear in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Father, for what you're doing. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I break all soul ties and generational curses on Frank in the name of Jesus, all the way back to Adam. Right now, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that he's delivered too, in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Father. Go ahead, Dave.
In the name of Jesus, we also break any kind of transfers of spirits that might have came on our children during this time. We cast that down, break that. In the name of Jesus, you got to go. Now that she's a new creation in Christ, they have no authority or any kind of ties with her and her family anymore. And she has the authority, her and her husband, over that. They renounce that. So you have to go in the name of Jesus. Go now in the name of Jesus Christ. You're bound. Go. Offer children.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. I don't even know what burdens I have that need to be just cast out of me. I don't even know.
And well, if there's anything that comes to mind, if you can think of any, give it a name, we can cast that off. If a name comes to mind, we can cast it.
You know, just even the learnings for the last 15 years in my church, there's so much that I've learned there. It needs
we
to be
cast
retaught.
Down all apostate religion right now in the name of Jesus. Any kind of religious spirits, we cast you off right now. Bind you up and cast you off of her and Frank in the name of Jesus. We command you to go from them in Jesus' name. We command confusion to go. We command the fear of man to go in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that they're on the road to complete deliverance from all of these entities that have hindered them these many years. And we know this is the time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, go ahead, Julie.
And Benita, one thing that helped me is, you know, we don't know anything when we come to the Lord. We really don't. And when God starts throwing us things, we just, you know, we just repent of it, which means, you know, as you've listened to David and Michael and everyone, it's just, you change your mind. You realize you don't want it. It was a lie. And you renounce it. You tell God, I'm sorry, I don't want it. I was deceived and naive. And so you just repent of all those things. You renounce those things and just believe God's forgiven you and he's taken it away. That's what the blood of Jesus, praise God, that's what it's for, you know. Absolutely. He's washing us clean. Yeah, he's just washing us clean with the water of the word. You stay in the word and all that stuff just goes. It just goes. Praise God.
I'm so excited. Can't wait till tomorrow.
Why, what happens tomorrow? You're free now. You're free now.
Thank you, Father. Yeah.
If you have anything in your house still in your possession that's of a Hindu religion, I would get rid of it.
Okay.
Anything, any ties, anything that's going to tie you back. Anything you think that might bring any kind of association, get rid of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Any of those Eastern spirits, because they kind of all kind of mingled together, a lot of that stuff. So just ask the Lord to show you any objects, any books, any stuff, you know, that you used to read or, you know, anything. He'll show you, have a little book burning or a big book burning, whatever you have there, and just destroy it, get rid of it, cleanse it out of your house. And the holy anointing oil over your house after that too. Yeah, any photos, any objects, you know, any
of that. So would you say photos, like we took vacations in India, but they're not religious photos. With those, do I need to get rid of those too?
No, family photos are fine. We're just talking about anything that associate you with the Hindu religion or something that's going to tie you in any kind of soul ties.
Statues or little trinkets. Yeah.
If you took a photo next to an entity, that is then I would not have that photo. You know, Satan is really like, he knows how to fool us, thinking that in the sense of he will, oh, this is just, you know, an innocent family photo. But if it's next to some kind of entity, right? So when I discipled the Satanist, he still kept a bunch of new era. How do you call that in English? New age stuff. He kept a bunch of new age stuff on his Instagram, on his. And so I was like, I came back and I was like, okay, well, now we're going to delete everything. And boy, it was spiritual warfare, deleting all that. But also, let me tell you this, Hinduism teaches that you need to nullify yourself. And you got to be careful with that doctrine that is taught. Jesus loves you. It's Vanita and Christ that needs to die. What needs to live and what needs to die is your sin. So you are not to nullify, because my husband was really into Hinduism before he became a Christian.
Really? Wow.
Yes. And so he suffered for years within his subconscious mind, because we were in a cult in the first 5 years of our marriage. We were in a supposedly Christian church, but it was actually a cult. And it would teach us that we should die, like nullify ourselves so that Christ lives in us. Yes, Christ, that is true, that we need, our flesh needs to die. But we are not to nullify our identity, okay? Right. This is very important, because he suffered with this. He was trying to nullify himself completely. And God made you unique and special. And he doesn't want to destroy Vanita. He wants to destroy the sin. That's right. What goes to the cross is our old carnal self, not the new Vanita in Christ. And that was such a confusion in his mind, because the cult also taught the same thing as the Hindu religion. So we took years to get rid of that. You know, it was years, because he was confused. He thought he had to, you know, deny his own person. Right. And God doesn't want you to deny you. He wants you to deny your old carnal self, the old Vanita. So,
right.
Just wanted to throw that in there.
I am on WhatsApp with my whole family in India, and they're always sending images of different gods for different holidays and everything. And so I'm going to have to cut ties with that.
Yeah, somehow. Just delete that. You can delete the images on your end of WhatsApp. They don't even know you've deleted it. Just delete. Also, okay. If I'm watching a movie and somebody starts speaking another language, and you know, I start casting it down, because I don't know if it's a satanic curse that they're doing in Latin or whatever. I cast down even when I'm watching things. I'll be like, you cannot enter my room for this. You know, I don't know sometimes what they're saying. So I'm very careful about that too.
Okay. Very good information. Okay. I took up your whole 2 hours almost.
Oh, here. No, that's okay. That's what we're here for. Amen.
Yeah, welcome to UVM. This is what we do.
Amen.
Amongst other things.
Patrick, amen. We just help each other get, you know, get free from stuff, because other people see things we don't see, and vice versa. So
how's it feel to come to a church and talk to people about things?
I've just had to keep my mouth shut for the last year at my church. It's been very hard.
Amen. You don't have to keep it shut here.
Missy's got a revelation.
Wait a minute, Missy. Hang on. Pat, just put this up there. I like this. Colossians 3:2. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are upon the earth. Colossians 3:3. For ye died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall be manifested, then shall ye also with him be manifested in glory. That's what God wants to see out of us, is Jesus. Go ahead, Missy.
There's a couple things that came to me. That's big in, I believe, in Hindu too, is yoga. That's something that if you've been involved in it, need to renounce, because that's part of.
What do they do with yoga? What is that?
It's like
that sounds like something you eat out of a carton.
Also, Pilates is something that's closely related to that too. It has Pilates, to do with,
that's what Claire was wearing the other night.
Meditation and stuff, and
yeah, no, I somehow never got into that, and it's stretching, but to me it's yoking with another god, and I did not want to be yoking with any god other, you know, just wanted to be in Christ. So I do not participate in yoga or Pilates or anything.
Okay, but that wasn't anything that you did even before you became a Christian? Well, that's good.
I'm not very much of an exerciser either, so if I start running, it'll be of the Lord.
Yeah.
No, and Pilates you were wearing the other night, we call them flip-flops.
What'd they call them again? What do you guys call those again?
Oh, they call them Plotties or
Pluckies.
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 they're Pluckies, but they are.
Well, you should probably let her know everybody that's here where they're from. Some people.
I'm from South Africa, but I live here in Australia, in an island off Australia. I'm an island off an island.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. And we've been here for about 4 years. And
hang on, so Claire. Hang on, Claire. It is part of Australia.
Yes, it's off Australia. It's still
off the mainland.
And Australia is part of the Queen's Kingdom. There's still signs up here in Hobart that say Crown Country.
Touche.
So we speak funny.
Absolutely, you do. I can't. Yeah, Petra.
Michael, did you?
You really speak funny, girl.
I speak plucky Afrikaans.
Okay.
Michael, did you receive my email or did you read my email that I sent?
When? When did you send it?
Like 3 or 4 hours ago.
No, because I probably didn't.
I send it, but you can read it. Otherwise, you don't understand if I talk to you. Anyway, I'll try my best. I want to ask, Benita, I'm also quite new in this group, and I have a lot of knowledge, though I lack experience. And that's what I've learned by being in this group, is how to apply all the knowledge that's available on YouTube into living practical and to in my daily life. But I've never been knowingly exposed to witchcraft. I've never been, I've casted out many demons in my life, like Julie said, just by obeying the word, just being obedient. I've been able to cast out many, many things in my life, but witchcraft isn't something that I've been educated in. And since I joined this group, you won't believe what has happened to me. And I've made a list of things to Michael, and I'm not sure whether it's witchcraft. So I would like to know if I should put those things that happened down to witchcraft, or is it just bad luck or coincidence? So do you guys follow me up till now? Can I continue?
I understand you completely.
Thank you, Erin. I appreciate that. Okay, I moved into my apartment where I live now like 6 weeks ago. My household goods were stored in a facility. I haven't used it for a while. So when I unpacked, everything was fine. And I've got a big clock that I've put up against my wall. And I put in a battery and it works. Lovely. I could see the time and I loved it. And something else is my microwave oven, which is an oven, a microwave as well as a convection oven worked. But within a few days after I moved in, both of them just stopped working. I wanted to exercise my faith and I prayed on them and I waited and I praised God for them that they want to function, and I put me my glass in the microwave and bring the cold coffee. My microwave is working, but it didn't work. And after a while, I've asked on the group about faith and there was no condemnation. And I thought, you know what, let's just fix this. I'm not going to, I need this stuff. And I took my watch to a clockmaker and I took my microwave for repairs. And the clockmaker called me and said, there's nothing wrong with your clock. You can come and fetch it. I did, and I put it back on the wall, and within a day it stopped working. I went to fetch my microwave oven, and because it's got a convection oven in it, it's heavy. And when I stopped at my back door and I wanted to take it out, the guy from the microwave told me, nothing wrong with it. It's just a switch on the door. You just bend it slightly and it's connecting and it's fine. But when I got home with it and I took it out of the car, it fell out of my hands and it rolled over the floor and it was almost totally broken. I almost picked it up in pieces and carried it into the house. So, yeah, it's just... And I didn't give much to it, but over time with the witchcraft and the witchcraft coming up and again, I started thinking, but is this normal? And then last night, I've got these lights here, which is very bright, but it's got a dimmer. So I dimmed the lights, and suddenly it just didn't want to dim. It went to the brightest setting, and I can't switch off those lights. And there's another switch on the other wall. And I thought, okay, just switch it off there. I can't switch off these lights. I have to switch it off at the DV board.
Thank Petra, you. Petra, when you moved in, you said 6 weeks ago, did you do like any kind of house cleaning, spiritual house cleaning? You might want to try that and just cast every hindering spirit, every unclean spirit, any hindering spirits from previous tenants. All of them have to go in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, we can do that now.
Yeah, get out some holy anointing oil. It's all by faith, whatever oil you want to use. And you can go around and do that in whatever you have faith to believe for. I did that with you know, when I learned about that. It's like, can I command every attached demon from the previous tenants to go? Because I don't know how many people lived here before me. So that might be part of it. And it could be. You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You ready? Are you in the place where you live?
Yes, no, I am.
Are you inside?
Yes.
Okay. In the name of Jesus right now, I command all of those house spirits out of there right now. In the name of Jesus, I command it, bind you up, and send you out of there right now in Jesus' name. Every spirit that's not of God, leave her right now in Jesus' name. And I bind up your works in that house forever coming back in the name of Jesus. I command every spirit in there to go find you a cockroach to get in and go right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that her house is cleaned. I thank you, Father, that her angels are in there right now cleaning house. In Jesus' name, I command that clock to work. I command that microwave to work. And any of the lights also to work in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that it is done. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be. One question I did want to ask you, Petra. Do you have any unforgiveness in your heart toward anyone or anybody?
Michael, that's something that as you go down your mode of sanctification, you always look at yourself and ask about forgiveness. And I've been through forgiveness against many people, and I see forgiveness as layers. You think you're forgiven, and then something still comes up, and you realize that there's still a little root of something in you. And it's, for me, it's a process. So I'm not aware of anybody or anything that I should forgive that I haven't addressed and which I'm not working on. So unless the Lord shows me, I've been really working hard on that. No.
Petra, I want to say something real quick. So this happened to me.
Aaron, sure. Hang on just a second. Let me. When I finish, you can go ahead.
Go ahead.
When Petra, when you say that you don't think of anything or anybody that you haven't forgiven, from the heart we're talking about, not from the mind, but from the heart, you've forgiven everybody from the heart. And that's very important that we do that. So is that what we're talking about here?
Yes.
Okay. And good deal. Praise God. All right. Then your house is clean. Go ahead, Erin.
Yeah, I wanted to say, because it was so related. On Saturday, I bought this laptop. I think it was 2 months ago, right? This is a brand new laptop. It's 2-year guarantee. And 2 months and a half ago, I bought this laptop. And the laptop simply would not turn on. And I said, okay, the process of me buying this laptop, I prayed, asked God if I should go buy the laptop, what place we should buy it. We prayed before we bought it. So every single question was asked before buying this laptop. So when it did not turn on, and I spent about an hour and a half on Saturday trying to turn on this laptop, and it was black screen, brand new laptop. I said, okay, Lord, you are sovereign. Satan cannot touch my laptop unless you have allowed him to touch my laptop because you want to get my attention. I mean, if there's some way you want to get my attention, is touch my laptop or touch my computer, right? So I sat down and I sat with my husband here on Saturday, and I said, let's ask the Lord if he will heal my laptop if we pray for it right now. And we asked the Lord, and we opened the Bible, and a horrible verse came up. I said, wow, God's saying he's not going to heal my laptop yet. Okay. So maybe I'm impeding the laptop from being fixed supernaturally with maybe there's something in me. And so I kept trying to brainstorm. Because sometimes we deceive ourselves. We think that we have actually forgiven, but we haven't. Our mind believes it. But if you really look in the mirror and really ask yourself, do I have any ill will at all? Like, is there even a little tiny bit of resentment, right? And so when I asked myself that question, I realized there were four people that I had resentment towards. And I would ask the Lord, do I have resentment? If I do, give me a verse. Because in my mind, I thought I didn't. But the Lord gave me verses every single time that I did. And so once I thought of everyone that I could have a little bit of resentment still in my heart, I went before the Lord. I repented of this resentment. And we both felt the Holy Spirit so strong in the room, my husband and I. By the way, my husband is called to be a pastor, and we've been married 24 years now. So back to the point. The point was, once we prayed and I forgave everyone, I said, okay, now ask the Lord if he will heal my computer. And I mean, not heal the computer, fix it. But in my head, it's like healing, right? Because I don't need this on me right now, I'm thinking, right? So when we asked, a beautiful verse came. I mean, beautiful. It was actually talking about the remnant of the Lord. And I said, okay, now we can pray because I know God's going to heal this computer. And so I took out my phone and started recording. I was like, by faith, I know this is going to happen now. So I'm going to record it turning on, because I spent almost 2 hours trying to turn it on, and it wouldn't. And when my husband prayed over the computer and put his finger on it, it took about 7 minutes for it to finally turn on. But when it did, it finally turned on. It was a complete, like I said, if that computer turns on, it's a miracle, because it wasn't turning on for 2 hours. And it was. God did a miracle right now on Saturday. It's been 3 days, 4 days. So you got to really, really look into your unconscious, subconscious, ask God to show you, because sometimes we fool ourselves. The old nature is evil. Our heart is evil. Who can know it? Sometimes we deceive ourselves. We have to have pure love. So you have to ask this question. Do I love this person who hurt me? Do I wish this person good? Do I want good things to happen to this person? If your answer is no, you still have resentment. If you don't, you know, if you have any kind of, you know, it's very subtle, is what I'm trying to say. So you have to go back in there and look in the mirror again to make sure. Because once you get that out of the way and you repent of any unforgiveness, God will just whoosh in and fix it all. And these demons will have to leave.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Petra?
Yes.
One thing about reading and studying the Word of God, James tells us to go ahead and do the Word too. So that should help you right there. We can get it here, but we have to put it in action. Put that faith in action. Calling those things that are not as though they were. Light, you work in the name of Jesus, and thank you for it, Father. And it will. All that other stuff. You're clean now. Your house is clean. Guarantee it. And if it tries to come back, Petra, if it tries to come back, stomp your foot and said, we cast you out of here. Now go in the name of Jesus. Don't let it come back, because it'll try to. They'll go out there and do a wheelie and come right back and try to think and make you think that they're still there. Mm-mm. You put your foot down, get your sword out, and go to whacking them. Amen. All right, we're out of time. I'm going to give Greg a chance here. He's been up there a long time waiting to talk. Glory to God.
What did I want to say?
Well, that's a good question, brother.
Sorry, does it look like my hands are up or something like that?
Maybe he was going to pray us out.
Yeah, there you go.
Could be. All right. Our Father, who definitely does art in all the heavens, hallowed be your name. And yes, Lord, I want to just offer up what we've prayed today. Lord, that you would multiply it and cause your kingdom to come. Lord, we praise you for what has happened, and that you include us, in fact, invite us to step through the veil into that spiritual realm and deal in your name with the things of the enemy, the deceptions, the interference. We thank you that you allow us to do that. And yes, Lord, in your name, we speak your will over the earth. We ask for more of your leading, your direction. We ask for the clothing of humility to be upon us all, because this is, while it's awesome, it's you, Lord. So we would not take any kudos or pride for it. Mm-hmm. Lord, we continue to offer up this fast and the prayers, Lord, for you to do what you want to do. Father, I call for a blessing upon each of my brothers and sisters here. And Lord, I'm just going to say, while I'm before your throne, that it is a joy and a privilege to be down, metaphorically speaking at least, on our knees together.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, should you tarry, bring us together again. And Lord, while we could not cover everything we wanted to cover today, we ask that you would take those things as well, those things that are unspoken, and also deal with those. And yes, Lord, show your hand. Make it obvious so that all of us know, in fact, the world knows, that your name is high and above everything else. Amen?
Amen. Great prayer. Michael? Thank you. Yes.
Michael, I just feel I really need to share something because my heart is really beating fast. And if I don't.
Go for it.
I just need to. So it was coming to me, and I was just praying the spirit about it, and it was confirmed by when yoga was brought up and different things. And first of all, I heard the Lord say that he wants to do things in our lives and even among here, the likes that we've never seen before, and that he wants us to search our hearts, because there's much that's hanging on to us we don't think is hanging on. And we need to ask him, and he's going to expose things. And one thing came to me was like, I was talking to someone about Halloween and how, oh yeah, when I was a kid, we didn't do it to worship demons. That we just did it because it was fun. But it doesn't matter. What I did was something that was attached to the demonic, you know? And so I realized I had to break of that, even that thought of it was okay then, because it wasn't. And so acknowledge to the Lord that wasn't right. So is there anything that he wants to bring to us that we need to be detached from, if it's even where we came from? I thought that too. I thought what hangs on me is I feel coming to me something from where we've left, the churches we left, and because there was a group of fellowships. And I think there's word curses coming. They don't realize it there, but there's talking against, oh, there must be of a cult or something. I think that's kind of going on. And I realized I got a break from that feeling of them talking against me. And what that is just it's demon spirits. They don't realize that. I'm just going to bind that and let that not bother me anymore. But I just feel the Lord saying that there is things hanging on that we think maybe have not been anything in our life as a child, or maybe we know now, but we've still not let go of it at that, from that point. You know what I'm saying? From back when we were, didn't think that something was so bad. Now we do, but we still got a break of any kind of, I just think there's spirits he wants us to let go of. And we have to ask God to show us, you know, like thinking yoga is not so bad. I mean, like our grandson with exercises and does for football, yoga stretches. And I'm realizing that's not good. I want them to realize this is not, that's not just stretches. It's yoga itself is from the demonic, and is demonic and demonic and, you know, of demons. And so he's got to realize that's not so. Anything that we might think is a little okay, I only did this or that, anything from past friendships, close relationships have been put into us, and let God just reveal what these are. I don't know how else to put this, but
praise God. That's important.
We know that we're taking care of that. God wants, he's going to really move mightily.
Amen.
You know, among us all in gifts, yes, and speaking forth truths to one another, and just prophesying, you know, he has for everybody. So praise God.
Debbie, would you pray for us all about that as you're led? Please.
Give me the words, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Father. God, I just pray that our hearts will be before you, Father, Lord, that we want to break clean and free of anything that we are not even aware of, God. Any link to anything of the devil still going on in our subconscious, in our mind, anything that needs to be, we need to have broken, Father, revealed to each of us, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are totally clean from anything of the that Satan wants to use against us to hold us and to stop us from moving forward in you, Lord, and thinking that we're okay when there's areas we're not. I pray, God, you're exposed what those are, Lord. You want to make us totally free in you, so that you have full access to the operation of your spirit in us, Lord, moving in the things of your spirit, Lord, and being quickened by your spirit and acting, Lord, in faith and trust in you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're going to do that, Lord. And we just praise you for that, God, in Jesus' name.
Amen. I denounce all of it in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, folks, we're out of time, Bob. We can continue this Thursday night. We can continue doing and talking this type of subject, because we I think Thursday night also is our
worship
night.
Pizza night.
Yeah, it's praise night. Pizza night. Good gracious. You have to bring it in a cup and a straw.
Liberty.
All right. All right. Love y'all. See y'all Thursday night.
Good night, everybody.
God willing.
Good night, everyone.
Ma'am.